the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift.
I'm MK Ashford.
And I'm Cressy Cornis.
And we are back for another gossip sesh. Every second episode of the month, we're bringing it to you live. It's the Swift Report.
Well, not live, but just like pretend we're right. We just broke into your house and we're like, ah, here's everything that's going on.
It's more live than it used to be because now we're every month.
True.
So let's get into it.
Coming at you live. Hell yeah. Oh, did you say that you're MK and I'm Cressy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure, guys. You know, sometimes we just have to touch base and make sure we're saying the right words. We've been doing this for so long.
Yeah, no, I clocked it. We got
good.
It.
Good. MK always keeps us sharp.
Oh my gosh, if we... We should do like an April Fool's and say that I'm Cressy and you're MK. That'd be a good one.
People would shit their pants. They would crash their car on the way to work. They be like, what? The whole time?
We've been lying.
The voices were different.
God.
Yeah. Anyway, April Fool's.
Should we say the thing again so that we can like dun dun dun?
Yeah, welcome to MK. What's happened since we last chatted?
Not much, actually. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like not much has happened.
Yeah, and the Kaylers didn't come after us.
I know. Don't death threats.
No, I did get someone who told me to do the research and learn the lore, and I wanted to reply and be like, I was knee deep on Tumblr. You don't know the things I personally saw. I know the lore, but that was it.
I'm glad you went there for us. You took one for the
yeah,
team.
I
and
saw
we talked for like 2 hours that night, so
yeah,
I feel as though we touched on as much of the lore as we could possibly do for our mental health.
Oh yeah, they definitely didn't listen. They were like, oh, look at these people making a podcast about my culture. Like, no, just give it a listen. I definitely talked about everything.
Just give it a try.
Yeah.
But actually a lot more has happened than I thought when we started going through it. We got some good stuff today. You know, I didn't expect it because I feel like it's been kind of quiet, but I guess it's just because it hasn't been messy. It's just been, you know, stuff, just general housekeeping notes that we've got to go through.
And thankfully so.
Oh, I know.
We needed this.
We need a little breather. This is all lighthearted news today, and I think we're happy about that as a community.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's warmer outside and there's no drama.
Correct. All right, let's get into it. I think that the biggest thing that happened this month is the movie coming out on Disney Plus for free for everyone to watch forever.
Yeah.
And that's very exciting.
Did you watch it, MK?
I did. I didn't watch it the night it came out. I watched it the day after with some friends and some wine. And I had a revelation. I feel like Taylor has just been so in our face lately, And I feel as though because we are, I want to say required to talk about her, because we get to talk about her for fun on a platform, mm-hmm. Because I'm grateful. But I do feel like sometimes I get a little sick of her.
Yeah.
And I like don't really want to talk about her all the time anymore. And then when I sat down to watch the movie and it started, I was all giddy and I was like, oh my God, sometimes I forget that I really like her.
Yeah, like this isn't for the fame or fortune.
No, no, not at all. I do actually love her a lot. So it was mm-hmm. fun to like reconnect with my fandom and get really into the movie. So mm-hmm. have you watched it? Have you ever seen the Eras Tour movie, actually? I don't know. You haven't.
I secured a login. And every day since it's come out, I've been trying to watch it, but I just can't find 3 free hours of my life to do it. I'm just so social and popular and booked and busy. It's fucking long, guys. It's long. And I haven't had time to. I'm sorry. Well, then, and I've been really meaning to.
Why don't you make it a social event? Like, invite people and watch it together. I don't think it would be as fun by myself.
Yeah, I could.
Okay. We like walked somewhere, got some dinner, had some wine, ate on the floor in front of the couch, watched the movie. It was great.
I don't know if you guys know this, but award season is like my version of Cressy's Super Bowl every week. So I've been hosting watch parties so much for these past couple months. And I just don't want to do it again. But maybe I can convince someone else to host.
Yeah, no, actually, I do get that. That's fair. But it's worth it. It's really fun. And
yeah,
you're going to love it.
And award season's finally over. So like I'm free.
Yeah. You're going to love it. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
There are extra songs on this movie. We finally got The Archer. Finally. Justice for The Archer, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then we got extra surprise songs. Maroon, Death by a Thousand Cuts, You Are in Love, and I Can See You. Plus, we got Cardigan. Wait, no. Cardigan was the one we finally got. We had The Archer in the other one.
Yeah, because remember we were like, why would she cut Cardigan?
Yeah.
Her biggest hit from Folklore. This has to be Maddie Healy's fault somehow.
I will say, well, I think the reason I thought about The Archer was because the other songs that she added from the first, or like from the movie theater release, which was Long Live The Archer and Wildest Dreams. Yes. In this version of the movie, they are not thrown in at the end. They are put mm-hmm. into the set like they would be at the concert, mm-hmm. which was like, and it really clocked for me with The Archer because it's such a good ending to Lover. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was like really at the front of my brain. But mm-hmm. that is also an exciting thing about this version of the movie. The only thing that's like tagged on to the end is the extra surprise songs. Because she probably didn't want the surprise set to be 20 minutes long.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. But yeah, you should watch it. It's actually really good. Cardigan made me a little teary-eyed. It was
okay.
I just love that song.
I love Cardigan too. I think it's like, well, actually, we've done this episode before. Let's not talk about our favorite songs. If you guys want to know that, we literally ranked every single Taylor Swift song.
Correct.
Moving on.
Yeah. But I think like it made me all like, oh my God, like I haven't even heard this since the movie, or since the concert, like over a year ago. So exciting.
Yeah.
So good to know you're going to watch.
I will. And speaking of the Eras Tour, Taylor's back on tour. She went to Australia and Singapore, right? And
correct.
She's changing things up. She's doing mashups now for her surprise song sections. Let's unpack that.
It's
how
pretty
are you
rude.
Feeling about it, MK?
It's pretty rude.
Yeah, that's pretty rude. That's pretty rude.
I like have seen a lot of things
pretty,
on social
pretty,
media.
Pretty rude.
I know, of people being like, I can't believe I went to the Eras Tour in the beginning when we didn't get Long Live, we didn't get mashups, we didn't get like, I don't know, surprise guests.
Probably the Tortured Poets.
Yeah,
that too.
I got no release announcements. I got no guests on the surprise song. Actually, I did, but he didn't sing. Yeah, things have just been like amping up since we left. We didn't get Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah. Like, I feel ripped off.
I understand, but I am also a little happy for the people across the pond, the Europeans, the Australians, all those folks, because I feel like historically on tours, they're the ones getting ripped off. They get the shorter concerts. They have to travel farther. And, you know, I think it's great that she is showing them some extra love, because I remember when the Eras Tour was first announced, people not in America were like, well, we better enjoy the lives because we're not getting any of this. Little did we know she was really going to go above and beyond for them, which I think is awesome.
That's really mature of you.
Thank you.
To be happy.
Let's talk
for
about
them.
Some of these songs. Like, Is It Over Now? Out of the Woods? Getaway Car? August? I know you were screaming, crying, throwing up.
And The Other Side of the Door, which is also like one of my favorite songs from Fearless.
Straight should to have the said chest. No, You're Not Sorry. Oof. New Year's Day Peace.
That's a bad one too. Oh my god, is 15, it over
15, You're On Your Own, Kid. I think I would have cried and thrown up if I had been there live.
That's seriously not okay.
False God, Slut. Never have two hornier songs been put together in a Taylor Swift situation, and we weren't there.
I'm like, there's truly no words. Like, I think before, when we would be so jealous of any surprise song, it's just like compounded. Like,
yeah, because it's like a brand new song, basically. It has a new meaning.
Cressy, I stopped checking them. Like, I just did. I couldn't look anymore. I didn't care because I was like, I know I'm going to be hurt by this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haunted Exile?
Yeah. Foolish One, Tell Me Why. Anyway, mashups are new. I'm happy for them, but wildly jealous. Yeah. I'm wondering if she's going to keep doing this for all of the rest of the tour, because then there's hopes for me when I see her in Vienna.
I know. But like, does this force her to be more creative? Like, I feel like picking a song at all was already enough to be like, oh, like, what do I do tonight? And now she's just like getting wild and doing mashups. I don't know. Is it like too much on her, or is it easier because then she's like getting to do more of them? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
more
know.
More or less pressure. I can't tell.
She could spin a wheel and pick two songs and people would love it.
That's true. People look into it a lot though, so I don't know if she's like actually, definitely with the mashups, you can tell she was putting thought into that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, at this tour, a lot has gone down besides mashups. Travis has been at both of them, both the stops, Singapore and Australia. Very exciting. He's on his off season, so he's visiting her a lot. And in Australia, Taylor took him to the zoo. It was her second visit to the zoo in 2 days. She went by herself, and then he landed, and she was like, you gotta see this.
You gotta come see this.
You would not believe. Oh my gosh. I can't, like, I was just a little shocked by that. She was just so obsessed with the zoo. Like,
yeah, I think it was the koalas specifically, which also same. I love koalas.
Man. And surprisingly, the only other thing that happened at these stops is Scott doing things for like maybe the first time ever. He's not just standing there recording everything.
I think Scott was like, I need to remind my daughter that her old man is also willing to swing hands just like her boyfriend would for her. And that's what he did. He came out of paparazzi in Australia.
Yeah, he did. I don't blame him, I guess.
No. Violence is never the answer, but fuck him.
I know. And I heard that, like, women were clawing and threatening to, like, push her security and doing crazy things. So he went for it. I don't think I would be scared of an old white man swinging at me in his like little thin rimmed glasses.
No, what's he gonna? He's gonna start throwing guitar picks like ninja stars.
He's gonna record the whole thing.
Flash on.
Yeah,
that'll teach him.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, the other thing that Scott did made me very happy, and I would love to talk about this. I feel like normally this wouldn't even make the stories, but I'm very excited about it. So at one of the concerts, Scott's talking to a couple girls, a couple fans, and he told them that the Tortured Poets Department, I almost said society, again, it's been...
I think I did earlier. It's fine.
It's been a whole month and I still can't get it right.
I'm 99% sure I called it that like 10 minutes ago.
Whatever. So anyway, he said it's his favorite album of hers and I'm very excited about that. But most importantly, he said his favorite song is Florida, 3 exclamation
Hell
points.
Yeah.
Featuring Florence and the Machine. Whoa.
Florida girls winning again.
I cannot imagine what the song's about.
Me neither. I'm so excited.
Scott's favorite.
We're going to hear it in like a month. I'm
I don't
excited.
Know. Yeah, I know. I don't know why I assume that I trust Scott's taste and that we would have the same taste. But for some reason, I'm like, no, that's going to be my favorite too.
Okay, let's guess Scott's favorite on every single album. Debut.
I feel like this is going to be hard until we hear Florida to know his vibes. But I would imagine...
I could see like Mary's song, you know, cute, innocent, pure.
Yeah. Or like Teardrops on My Guitar, just because it's like a good memory for him, like her first big hit.
Yeah. Fearless Era.
Probably Love Story, because
okay,
it's the most popular.
15. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're thinking Money. I'm thinking like Little Girl. This is my baby.
But like,
she's never growing up.
I know, but also I think Love Story is her favorite from Fearless.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she never lets it go. And it's definitely because she's just so proud of it and how well it did. Okay, Speak Now. Enchanted.
I could see him fucking with Speak Now.
Oh, like the song Speak Now?
Yeah. I feel like I could see it.
Who fucks with the song Speak Now?
Me!
Really?
It's cute.
Yeah, it is.
Horrified looks from everyone in the room.
No, I'm going to say Enchanted. Okay. It was a dark horse on the album, you know? It got popular towards, you know, now. But I feel like he, all along, like he knew, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Me when I lie. Okay, Red. Oh, I could see him liking that Kennedy song that I dislike so much. I met Bobby on the boardwalk.
I love Starlight.
I don't like Starlight.
I think it's so fun.
Yeah,
I could see him liking that. I could see him liking that, yeah. Respecting your elders.
Yeah. No, I could see him not liking anything from 1989.
Yeah. No, I can't think of one.
I can't even pretend to name one that he would like.
Maybe You Are in Love. Just because it wasn't even about her. He's like, that's a good one. That's real nice.
He seems like a dad who hated Lena Dunham, though.
Oh.
And he would know it was about her, you know?
Okay, fair.
It's no secret that Scott's very Republican and Lena's very not. I can just see that coming in the way of his liking of the song. Okay. Rep.
Reputation.
Nothing, right? Nothing.
This is why we can't have nice things?
Yeah, maybe. But here's maybe. To my mama.
Oh.
He's not in that one.
That just makes me think of that letter that he wrote.
The
dad gets nothing.
Yeah.
Like so pissy that no one wants to hang out with him. He was like, guess who had to babysit Austin? Me, the dad. Oh my God.
Big divorced dad energy. Yeah, I don't think he liked Rep.
No. Lover. Probably just Lover.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Maybe even Daylight. Hmm.
Yeah, I think that's as far as he goes with depth.
All right, she has so many albums. Let's go fast. Folklore.
Betty.
My Tears Ricochet.
Ooh.
Because you know he hates all of the players in that game too.
I changed my answer. It's definitely that.
Yeah. Okay. Evermore.
Nobody, No Crime.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes that shit. He likes that shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I do too, but.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Oh my God. Wait, there's another one. Midnights.
Yeah, one left. One left. Midnights.
Damn, she's really got a lot of albums.
Again, I'm not seeing anything.
I don't know, because if Tortured Poets is the best album he thinks, and it's like mostly explicit, I feel like it's gonna be a little wild. He probably is a Midnight stan.
Yeah.
And he might like Reputation more than we think. I don't know. I could see him like strutting to Bejeweled.
Yeah, during the hand wiggle.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see what Florida is like.
What if Florida is like the sexiest song ever?
That's what I was like.
Ugh. What if it's like so sultry?
Or maybe it's like the biggest Joe hating song of all time. And he's like, yeah, I like that one, bitch.
Well, that was a great use of our time. I love that.
Who is Scott Swift? We'll never know until Florida comes out. Then we'll understand him.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, why not? Let's let the sponsors talk for a minute.
Okay, bye guys.
All right, guys, and we are back, and we are shifting to that part of the episode where we stop talking about Taylor specifically and we talk about the Taylor universe. We're always going to talk about what's happening around her. First of all, Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan, did you see this coming?
Yeah. Oh. I did.
Oh. I'm so intrigued by that answer.
Well, to the general public, it seemed like they hard launched at the Eras Tour.
Oh. No.
Yeah. But like, if you're on the internet, you know that they have been like playfully alluding to each other for a while. So when he showed up and he had the little bracelet that said Sabrina, I was like, okay, that's cute. We saw that coming.
Not surprised about him being at the Eras Tour. Just surprised about them dating in general. I don't see how they fit together.
I don't either, but sometimes that makes the best relationships.
Yeah, and she's always like overtly sexual in her outros.
Yeah.
And she probably just saw Saltburn and was like, yep, that's him. I need to
DM him immediately. You know, he's already come up with outros for nonsense for her. He probably replied with some voice notes of a few ideas.
Definitely.
I love Sabrina Carpenter.
I love her too. The only thing about this, like, I love that she's with a little like of the moment heartthrob. Very interesting and fun for her, but I don't think he's cute, and I hate that for her because I feel like she's just getting swept up in his fandom, and I think he's ugly. Thoughts?
I'm not attracted to him, but I don't think he's ugly. He's just like a dude. He's just like a normal dude, I feel like, you know. But I agree that she is really, really hot, and she could definitely have a really, really hot guy.
I guess that is like a not nice thing to say about someone, but yeah, I just don't really get it. Especially like Jacob Lordy was in that movie. Like, did we all see that?
Wouldn't you love him to just pick you up and throw you around in a sexy way, not in a physical abuse way?
I'm scared to say yes to either of those questions on the internet.
Anyway. Shout out to Barry and Sabrina.
Many well wishes.
All right, let's wrap up this episode with someone we don't like talking about. Joe Alwyn.
But we must. We must in the name of journalism.
Yes, there are two stories we are going to touch on. The first being that it seems Joe's PR team has put out a he's not poor statement.
Oh.
A source exclusively told Life and Style that because Joe co-wrote 6 songs with her, he is continuing to make money. So the quote says, "Fair or not, it's made him a very rich guy. Joe is making so much on royalties and returns from Taylor's Eras Tour that he doesn't ever need to worry about money again," end quote. So you know he was getting sick of the tweets calling him poor.
And his response was, "No, she made me money."
Yeah. But I don't know how true.
That's embarrassing. That's more embarrassing.
According to the same source, to Life and Style, they said that Taylor is, quote, furious that he's continuing to cash in on her. Who knows how true this is?
Well, I am too. So I bet she's furious because he didn't freaking write those songs, Cressy. We know he didn't.
He didn't. We all know he didn't.
Joe Alwyn did not write Betty. I would die
not
on that
enough
hill.
For a credit.
I would die on the hill.
Not enough for a full credit. Maybe he said, like, oh, maybe try this word. That's it.
He did not write that entire chorus. I, like, if there's a God and I get there, that's my only question.
What did Joe write?
I think I would frame it as, he didn't write it, did he?
And also, can we circle back to him using a pseudonym? Because he was probably too embarrassed to, like, be connected and, like, get money from it and blah, 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 blah. But now he's like, yeah, those are mine. Mm-hmm. I'm making money from
poor.
That.
I'm not
those
poor.
Are mine.
I piggyback off my ex-girlfriend.
I have money. Yeah.
Ew.
William Bowery.
Ew.
Bitch. Anyway, last thing. Joe will be in a movie coming out in June. He will be in Kinds of Kindness. It is a Yorgos Lanthimos film that is the guy who did Poor Things. So it's going to be weird. It's going to be freaky. It's also starring Emma Stone, Jesse Plemons, Willem Dafoe, Margaret Qualley, Hong Chau, and Hunter Schafer, which also I'm really obsessed with Hunter Schafer. I love
too.
Her.
You like kind of resemble Hunter Schafer. Just like with the great bone structure, complexion.
She's so pretty.
She mm-hmm. really is.
I feel like we would be best friends.
No, I think so too. That's lovely. Anyway, how awkward is this going to be?
I know.
Emma,
because
Margaret,
there's going to be a premiere. Yeah. And
Joe.
Shit obviously went down when this was filming. Because remember, this was what was being filmed when Taylor wrote You're Losing Me, right? This was that movie. Because Joe and Margaret were gone and Jack and Taylor were hanging out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this was
Wait, this was filmed in 2021? That's like so long ago.
I know, but what else has he been in that's come out since then? What else could it be?
I guess I'm just more surprised at the like timeline of movie making
yeah.
than anything. That's just like a side comment. Yeah, no, this
I also
insane.
Think it's weird that this Yorgos movie is coming out less than a year after his last one. So that's also weird. Yeah. But I don't understand how movies work.
Me either.
Also, hot take, I didn't like Poor Things.
I haven't watched it because I am afraid that I will not like it. So
I loved Emma Stone. She was fantastic in it. She was my favorite part of it, and she deserved the Oscar. She was so freaking good. Like, I forgot she was Emma Stone most of the movie, but it was just so ugly.
I think what I'm afraid of is the content. I think it'll make me like very uncomfortable, which I know that movies and art is like supposed to be thought provoking and it's allowed to make you uncomfortable and you should embrace that and all mm-hmm. the things. I get that. But I've heard that it's like 90% sex and the premise is that she has the brain of a child. And I just don't know if I can get past that like icky feeling about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It also like looks really CGI-ified. Like all the backgrounds are like really bright and fake looking.
Yeah.
And I know that's the point. I know that's the point, but it really took me out of it because I was just imagining them in front of a green screen. Like it's a Marvel movie the whole time.
Yeah. And it like won Oscars for that, like set
yeah.
design.
Emma was great though. Hers was well deserved. She was fantastic.
Yeah. I just can't bring myself
to
watch
ugly.
It. But anyway, yeah, very pivotal time
yeah.
in their relationship. Cannot believe that Emma was there with Joe and Margaret was there with Joe and probably conferring back with Jack as Emma was with Taylor. That's, I imagine they're all that connected. Who knows? Maybe it was a lot more professional than that, but I would have liked to think not.
And Emma has been recently hanging out with Taylor, like publicly. So it's clear whose side she's on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited for the press junket for that. Tea.
Oh, you know he's going to get so mad at that for asking about Taylor. Oh my God. They're going to be like, so what did you think about the tortured poets department?
Oh my God. Do you think?
I mean, it's coming out right before this movie, so.
What else is there to ask him?
Maybe he won't even do press, though, so who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. But very awkward for them to all be together. Very Don't Worry, Darling Part 2 vibes.
Mm.
Especially, like, if Jack is there, Margaret, anything.
Ah. Taylor should go.
Yeah, she's totally like that. She's totally, like, messy for the plot.
Yeah.
She does that. Go, Taylor.
That would be so funny.
I would love it. I would love that. But I doubt we'll see that.
No. Well, anyway, I think that concludes the Swift Report. Again, this was a slow month, but that's okay. We needed this.
Gave us time to chit chat.
Yeah. Play an impromptu gamer, girls. Let us know what you think Scott's favorites are.
Scott's favorite songs.
Let's look up his zodiac sign before we close out.
We start doing only Scott games. Like, what do we think Scott's favorite track 5 is?
Scott was born on March 5th. This is Scott's birthday month. Of course this episode was all about Scott.
Oh my God, wait. Maybe Scott likes All Too Well 10-minute version because he gets a shout out.
Oh, true.
It's possible.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so he's a Pisces.
This Pisces episode. Yeah, this is a Pisces episode. We did that intuitively.
Yeah. I don't like Pisces. I shouldn't say that on the internet.
Not They're even gonna come for me. Spicy Pisces Olivia Rodrigo?
The parts of her I don't like, I feel, are Pisces energy.
I really don't know many Pisces, so I can't speak on it.
But I am, for me,
since this is a casual episode, we can just like talk about whatever we want to talk about. I used to really, really believe in astrology, and then I got older and I stopped. I was like, it's not real. Like, it's just for fun. It's just for silly fun and games. And I'm at a point in my life where it's like, I need something to cling on to. So I think I'm going to get back into it. And I think I'm going to like see a psychic and shit. I listened to this podcast episode by the podcast Ridiculous Crime. Love them. Look them up. It's like a true crime podcast, but there's no murder. Like, it's not scary. It's not disgusting, like sexual abuse stories. I hate stuff like that. This is like literally silly stuff and like silly history stuff. So they had an episode on the Reagan administration's astrologer and how she got everything right and how she like times their lives out by the minute and everything worked out for the Reagans. Like, obviously, like, we are still in the repercussions of the Reagan era. Like, they succeeded because of this astrologer. And after listening to that, I'm like, you know what? I need something to hang on to. I need something to be right.
Like, so the presidential family had their own personal astrologer while they were in office.
Yes. And there was actually a really big scandal about it whenever it came out. I highly recommend this episode, guys.
That's just so look interesting.
Up Ridiculous Crime Reagan Astrology. It'll come up. But they would time down like the minute that press releases would be when the Air Force One would take off. Sometimes they would have press releases or what's it called when they're like in the podium talking to the press?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever that is in Veep, if you guys have watched Veep, sometimes it would be at like 10:21 p.m. Like, that's how like weird it was because astrology told them that was the best time for them to do it. And he would like meet with other officials and the astrologer would like do their birth charts and compare them and be like, okay, Ronnie, come at it from this angle because this person is this kind of way. And I need that in my life because it obviously worked for them. It obviously worked.
That just doesn't feel Republican to me.
I know. But it was a weird time.
Is that why it was a scandal?
Yeah. Okay. And the fact that, well, she was on the payroll too, like secretly. So like our taxes were paying for this. So it was like a mini scandal at the time. Wow. You guys should listen.
No, but anyway, I really might.
I'm going to get back into astrology. I think it clearly worked out for Nancy and Ronnie.
Yeah, it's like one of those things, like, yeah, it's silly, but like a little part of me is like, no, that's real. Like a little, yeah. Like a little part of me somewhere deep inside is like, no, I think I believe it. Kind of like manifestation.
Yeah.
Like it's not real, but like a little bit of me is like, though.
Yeah. And it's fun to like believe in stuff and not be like jaded by life.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I'll keep you guys posted on this journey. I'm going to try to see a psych. I'm literally wearing an evil eye necklace right now. I was like, I got to do something. Because what I'm doing right now is not fucking working. So.
Okay. Well, good luck. I can't wait to hear the updates.
Watch my life just get worse. I like die in a car accident or something.
Because they told you to like go somewhere at a certain time.
Yeah. It was like meet up with a friend. I'm like, okay.
Well, then I'll know who to take down in court.
Co-star.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking like that personal astrologist, but whatever. Co-star has more money.
Yeah. 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 If anyone in the Atlanta area has a recommendation, as you might expect, there are tons. I don't know who to go to. So let me hear them. Okay, maybe you and I can go together when you come visit next month.
I would love that. I'm an
astrologer.
I don't
know how much it costs though. So I need a psychic that's like into astrology too, because sometimes they're not.
Yeah, no, I'm like more into an astrologist than a psychic.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many different kinds. So yeah, give us your recommendations. MK will be here soon for shaky knees.
Yay. So excited.
Okay. Well, since we're so off Taylor topic, let's call it.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, bye.